No reason to stay home. Get out there and enjoy the events going on around our great town. To find out a few of them, let's go to Michael Bright. He's at the Ann Arbor Observer, joining us on 1290 WLBY. He does this weekly, where he picks out a few of the very many events that are happening and lets us know about them. Hey, Michael.
Lucy Ann, thanks for having me.
You bet. What's first?
Well, this weekend is actually fairly light, but we'll find some stuff to do.
Great.
Yes, it's traditionally one of the slower events weekends.
I bet
that we have
a little holiday time
between Christmas and New Year here. But the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase has a comedian from Atlanta, Rob Hayes. He's playing all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, he's from Atlanta. He's known for kind of a deadpan delivery. His act ranges on topics from history to plagiarism and what your favorite dinosaur says about you. Funny. Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, of course, great venue down on 4th Avenue. Costs about $21 to get in. Sunday's $18. 7:15 show Friday and Saturday, a late night 9:45 show on Saturday, and a 7 p.m. show on Sunday.
I see Broadway star Daniel Cooney, who is at the head of the Encore Musical Theater Company, is actually directing one of the productions this weekend.
It's a fun one, too. If you got kids, this is a can't miss. They're doing a production of the musical version of Disney's Frozen, which itself is a loose adaptation of Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen. It's, of course, about Queen Elsa of Arendelle, who runs away from home and, you know, gets rescued by her sister, and there's great songs. Your kids know them. I'll probably be there, too, at some point. 7 p.m. shows for that on all weekend long, it looks like.
Come on, let's sing. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. I don't really know the song. I don't have kids, but I heard it enough from other people singing it.
Oh,
Sure your little one has done a few of those.
Yes.
Encore is on Ann Arbor Street in Dexter, and you can go online to theencoretheater.org. Theater spelled the English way with R-E on the end. What's next?
Well, Jeff Daniels is doing his Unplugged concert.
Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah, this is going on all week here. I'm not sure how many tickets will be available, so check online.
Okay.
See what's open, because, I mean, they do tend to sell out by showtime. But, yeah, he does his, it's kind of his, he's actually, in addition to being a movie, TV, and Broadway star, he's also kind of a prolific songwriter, and he's written a lot of kind of folk-flavored comic.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's good, yeah. Hmm. Anyway, so 8 p.m. Most days. There's a few 3 and 2 p.m. matinees out at Purple Rose. Tickets are pretty steep, $125 and up.
Doesn't he use this as a fundraiser, though, for
Purple
Rose?
I believe so, for the Purple Rose Theater. He's also opening a restaurant out there soon, too.
Yeah, that was exciting to hear.
Yeah, so we'll see.
And not just a restaurant, but, like, it's going to be an event space,
yeah,
and they're going to do productions.
I'd like to see more about the plan. I haven't really read into it. But
yeah,
it looks
cool, though. You can go to purplerosetheater.org and get more details on that. Chris Cassell Trio live this weekend.
Yeah, live. This is the so-called Geezer Happy Hour.
They may have to find a new home, though. That place, that block is going to be raised.
It's going to be raised.
Like,
they'll find somewhere. It's
they
all,
will.
It's Randy Tessier's sort of baby, and I'm sure he'll find somewhere.
Well,
for
and
it.
He's got a good attitude about it. He says, you know, it's not about the space; it's about the people.
And they're it's a good time. My parents go to this. You don't have.
Oh,
to
they
be,
do. Your
you
parents
don't have
are
to
cool.
Be, you don't have to be older though. It's just it's basically like they run 6:30 to 9, and it's a big dance party.
It is. They all dance.
And everybody's
they love
dancing,
yeah.
And they're having a good time. And this is a good band. The Chris Cassello is. He's from Ann Arbor. He's best known locally because I think he moved to Nashville. He was one of the lead guitarists for the Watusis and the front man of Starlight Drifters back in the day.
Oh, wow.
So he's doing he's come back to town for a kind of a fun party on Friday night. So go down to Live if you want to dance.
All right. Ann Arbor District Library, what's going on there this weekend?
They have the Owl Aboard. Owl Aboard. It's Michigan Avian Experience. Folks are coming out there to show live owls.
Oh, at the library.
At the library.
Downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
Okay.
2 to 3 on Saturday. Go see some owls.
That's fun because that's not, you know, a creature that you get often to see up close and personal.
I haven't.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's neat. And then finally, one last production to tell us about at the Arc.
Yeah, they're every year they do the, it's called a Crossroads Ceilidh. A Ceilidh is kind of a Celtic music party.
I was wondering how to pronounce that. C-E-I-L-I.
I had to look it up.
Ceilidh, okay. Yeah.
But it's hosted by Mick Gavin, who's a veteran Detroit Irish fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
He's also from Ireland, though. And they always have a big cast of guest performers. It's a lot of dance, a lot of song. It's a popular annual event down at the Arc. That's happening Saturday night at 8 p.m. as well.
Awesome.
$29.
All right. Well, as we swing into the new year, remind everyone how they can get their events posted in the calendar section of the Ann Arbor Observer, Michael.
Yeah, we have a public submission form on our website. So if you go to the website, annarborobserver.com, and click the submit event button in the events drop-down menu, you'll be able to submit it there. Or you can email us at events@aaobserver.com.
IAObserver.com or online at AnnArborObserver.com. Our thanks to Michael Bright, and you have a wonderful new year.
You too, Lucy.
Yeah, and we appreciate your fine contributions to our show each week.
Let's run it back next year.
We'll do that. Thanks, Michael. Happy New Year. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.